Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me and Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right, that's right.
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
We have a very special guest.
Yes, we do.
Fellow comedian.
Say something.
Actor.
Yes.
Shoot. What else? What else you do, Smoke? You put on a show. He's a show producer.
Damn, Skippy.
Show producer. Voiceovers.
Yeah. We got, voice ladies and gentlemen, we got Smokey Squareass in the house.
Yeah.
Y'all, what's up, Paco Podcast? What's good with everybody?
Yeah.
You know.
Yo, where can they find you at, man?
I do several different, I'm in New York City, of course, but I do several clubs across the city. Last night, I was at Sal Taco Fuego in the Bronx. They do a big comedy show up there every Tuesday night. I also be at Comedy in Harlem. I do my monthly show there every first Monday at Comedy in Harlem on 147th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue. So that's one of my main platforms I got in Harlem, New York. And other than that, I'm on the road right now, about to start the tour for June 21st.
Okay. That's what's up.
Where can they find you on
social media?
Yeah.
On social media is at Smokey Suarez on all platforms. That's SmokeySuarez on all platforms.
Nice. Nice.
Same shit.
Nice. Hey, so, you know, other than you rocking out in your city and in your area and in touring and stuff, people may have seen you on Def Comedy Jam.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Bad Def Boys of Comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, BET. I did BET like three times too.
Yeah.
Yeah. BET.
So how long you been doing it, Smokey?
This is my 29th year doing comedy. Damn.
Whoa. That's dope.
How old are you?
I'm 56.
Okay.
Get out of here.
You're still rocking around. That's what I'm talking about. Actually,
moving like a young person. You see him out here out on the street right now. He can't sit still. I ain't never seen him sit still.
Right, right.
Yeah, gotta keep it moving, bro.
So this basically been your only job, huh?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I've been doing this shit for 29 years straight. And I don't work 29 years straight.
So what made you want to get into comedy?
Just being like everybody used to tell me, I mean, I always was naturally funny and shit like that. And when I was younger, I always studied comedy. So when I got a little older and shit, I started like doing more research on comedy and stuff like that. And then I said, fuck it. I went and took a shot. I said, I'm going to go for it. And it was funny because it was my homegirl she was producing comedy shows. I went to high school with her, and she was producing comedy shows. And she said, "I want you to do 5 minutes on the show." I did. She dared me to do 5 minutes, and I went on stage and I did 5 minutes. And on that show was my boy Cortez, Sherry St. Clair, Rudy Rush, and Tracy Morgan was the headliner.
Wow. Your yeah. first show.
My first show.
Wow.
That was a showcase. You know, I started doing open mics.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I started at Columbia University, yeah.
That's dope.
Okay, wow. And so how old were you then?
I was like 28.
Okay, so you started a little bit later then. You weren't like fresh out of like high school or nothing like that. Nah. It took you a while. Okay.
Hey, so Smoke, you in like when you were coming up, you were in Brooklyn, right?
Nah, I always was in Harlem.
Oh, Harlem. Okay, I'm sorry. Harlem. So, like, you know, I would think, you know, you older bro status to me. Like, you like, you know, old enough to be my big bro. And hip hop was the thing that was dominating, right? You know, like, did you try your hand at hip hop at all, or it was always comedy?
Nah, I never. I mean, I respected music, but I never was into music like that.
Okay.
I never tried my hand at hip hop. I never tried to be a rapper or a DJ or a dancer. None of that shit.
Okay. Always,
even in music, like, I'm not musically inclined. Like, you know, I don't be knowing who artists is and shit like that. My mind is more comedy and action. Right. Like, you can ask me about any actor. I can tell you any white or black actor in any movie, any comedian. I know that, but if you ask me a musician, I might not know who that is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Even though they all around you and you grew up with most of them.
On the run, I used to work on Hot 97. I was on the morning show. And they used to bring rappers in, and I didn't know who the hell they was most of the time.
What?
I done interviewed Kanye. I done interviewed mad dudes.
Didn't know who they were.
Didn't know who they was when I first met them. And they used to laugh because that used to be funny to them.
I'm like the same way. I'll hear a song and I'll know the song, but you ask me who sang it or something, I'm like, yep,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Sounds right.
So my first time actually like peeping you out was on Paper Soldiers.
Oh, Paper Soldiers, yeah.
Yeah. And like I mentioned to you before, man, like, man, you had us rolling with when y'all got busted in, you know, at that door to the house, and you was like, "Yes, man, we do swimming pools, fish tanks, toilet bowls." We still say that to this day, man, because that was hilarious. Hey, man, so walk us through that, man. Was that your first film, and how did that come about?
Yeah, that was my first film. And actually, it's an interesting story how I got that film, because one day I was walking through Harlem, and they was filming the movie Paid in Full.
Oh, okay. Dope movie. Yeah.
Paid in Full, yeah. So I walked through, I was with one of my other comedian boys, and we was walking through the crowd, and I was like, "Yo, they filming up the block. Let's go check it out." He was like, "Nah, man, I'm going to go home, man. Fuck it." And I was like, he went home, and I walked up the block. And when I was walking through the block, I didn't know the night before my set from BET had came on television.
What? Okay.
Yeah, when I was walking through the crowd, everybody's like, "Yo, that dude was on BET last night." It was like, the people I knew was like, "Yo, you was mad funny." I was like, "Oh, shit, I didn't even know my shit came on." So the dude told Dame that I was mad funny, that my shit was on BET last night. And Dame knew me from back in the day. He was like, "Yo, you do comedy?" And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Yo, get the fuck out of here." He's like, "Yo, send me a tape." He's like, "Yo, send me a tape." I went home and went and got a tape and came right back.
Nice.
And he checked the tape out. Next week, I got a phone call. Meet me on 53rd and Broadway. He went to the office. Kevin Hart at the table. Charlie Murphy at the table. Capone at the table.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Everybody. Wow. Yeah. Aaliyah was in the office. Jay-Z was in the office.
What?
Jay-Z was in the office. It was wild. I was like, "Get the fuck out of here."
Yeah, right.
But that was the best. We had a lot of fun filming that movie, though. That was like one of the best movies, more fun movies I ever filmed.
It looked like it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It looked like it was.
Yeah.
So Dame knew you from being in Harlem, huh?
Yeah.
Word, that's dope.
What
that's Dame and Dash, everybody.
Yeah. So so what tape did you bring them? Like what kind of set did you show them?
I think I had an old Comic View tape or something.
Okay.
It was one of my Comic View sets. Matter of fact, it wasn't even a Comic View set. It was a regular set. What up, bro?
It was a regular set.
Yeah.
That's good film to have.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go do some research. I don't remember seeing you on Comic View.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was a transition from doing clean to, like, maybe cursing. Like, how do you make that adjustment? Is it easy for you or what?
For doing clean to cursing?
Yeah.
I mean, I never had to do clean.
But BET was clean, right?
Yeah, BET was kind of squeaky clean. They used to give you a list of shit you couldn't say.
Right.
You get a whole paper with words that you couldn't say on BET.
Wow.
Stuff that you couldn't talk about.
Jeez.
Unless that wouldn't work.
It wasn't squeaky clean.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't squeaky clean, but they did have a lot of restrictions.
Yeah. So how did you adjust to that, man? Was it easy for you or did you?
I mean, it was easy for me because back then my jokes wasn't even really that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I had a family-orientated joke.
Right. That's dope.
Yeah. So who were some of your influences coming up?
George Carlin.
Okay.
Of course, Richard Pryor.
Yeah. Did we lose him?
I think.
Smoke?
Man, you got a call.
Oh, okay.
That's what happened last time.
With Dave?
Yeah. Because he's still up there.
Okay. There he is.
I hear something.
He must be on the subway.
There he is.
All right.
All right. Yeah, I said Mitch Hedberg. I don't know if y'all ever heard of Mitch Hedberg.
Oh yeah, we've heard of Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, I love Mitch Hedberg. I love his delivery and shit like that, and his short puns and shit like that. So,
really,
I would say Bill Cosby too, because Bill Cosby was like a dope ass storyteller when I was younger.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he was.
Like he was a really good storyteller. So I studied all different type of comedians, even from Steve Martin,
down
to Lucille Ball and all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, Steve Martin is one of the reasons why I wanted to play the banjo.
Steve Martin was so funny. Steve Martin was the first Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Yeah. 100%. Yep.
He was the first Jim Carrey.
That's a good.
Yeah,
that's a good comparison for sure. I mean, I heard that he stopped doing comedy because, like, anytime like he wasn't getting a true response because everyone would laugh no matter what. So he just wasn't sure what was funny or what was just people reacting to, I guess.
Steve Martin or Jim Carrey?
Steve Martin.
Okay.
Got me all confused. Steve Martin. I mean, he was still funny. He could still do it, but I think he quit doing it because of that reason, which is crazy.
Hey, so Smoke, so I asked you in prior conversations, like, who was starting out with you doing comedy, hitting those rooms with you?
When I started out hitting the rooms in New York City, it was me, John Lasseter.
Okay.
My boy Norm Ill.
Okay.
Rashid Thurman started, but he started a little bit after us. We was out there before him. But he started after like 4 years I was in. Raj G. who else? Dominique, Joe Claire.
Yeah, okay.
Mike Epps.
Wow.
Yeah, me, Mike Epps, Dominique, and Joe Claire, we used to all roll together and be downtown all the time back in the days.
Wow, nice.
Comedy Club and at Fahrenheit. They had this club called Fahrenheit where they was running two shows at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah, and it used to be four shows a night.
What? Like, so that building was that big?
Huh?
The building was like that big? They had two different rooms?
Yeah, the building was big.
Okay.
And both of them should be sold out. Every show.
Wow. Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
And you said Bill Burr was with y'all too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bill Burr too. My bad. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys would just jump around different clubs throughout the night?
Yeah.
See.
Jump around, hitting clubs up, meeting up at Boston Comedy Club on Sundays. So that's where, like, no matter what club you do, at Boston Comedy Club is where, like, all the big comedians went. Like, all the big comedians in Boston. It was in the Village. So you would see Chris Rock, Mike Epps, Chris Tucker. Everybody came through that motherfucker.
Thanks.
Jerry Seinfeld came one day when I was there.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So how was the process? I mean, because you're still doing stuff, right? I mean, like, going from, you know, how many movies have you been in?
Damn, because I just did a couple of movies recently, too.
Okay, so you're still, yeah.
I did Paper Soldiers, State Property 2, Death of the Dynasty, Hood Boogers, Fugazi, Life on the Ledge, Honor Up, Honor Up. The new ones I just did is Bid for Love 2 on BET.
Okay.
I just shot this movie called Friday After Friday. And I just shot this other little short. I forgot the name of the short that I just shot. Some family shit.
Okay.
Okay. So you're versatile.
I don't even know. I just know the name. I don't know the number.
Oh, wow. Hey, so Smoke, so you think you ready for some domesticated roles, like playing the father figure and stuff like that?
Yeah, I did that in Life. I did that in I did that in a couple of different movies. Life on the Ledge, I played a serious role.
Okay.
That was with an all-white cast with my boy from, he played on Queer Ass Folk. His name is Gail something. I forgot his name.
Okay.
Queer Ass Folk, him and Daphne Rubin Vega. That was a serious role I played. It wasn't no comedy shit. I played the hitman. I was like, one of the crime niggas, bodyguard niggas. So I was like a serious role playing the little gangster and shit.
Nice.
And another movie I did, I played a little serious role too.
So which ones do you prefer?
I like comedy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm more like that. I like to just be silly and have fun.
You might kill the serious role so much, and they gonna probably just typecast you. Like, look, you the serious gangster dude now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I like my comedy shit.
Nice. So have you ever written any movies?
Yeah, I wrote a movie that I didn't finish. I mean, I ain't put out yet. I wrote a movie called Lucy.
It's called New Freezer?
Huh?
You said New Freezer?
No, I said Lucy's.
Oh, Lucy's like the cigarettes.
Yeah, like the cigarettes, yeah.
Okay.
I wrote a movie named Lucy's, and I wrote a TV show, like a sketch comedy show on Tubi called Mix Nuts.
Okay, so that Mix It Up is actually out?
Yeah, it's out. It's been out for a couple of years.
Okay.
So is that like a movie or a series?
It's a series, but we only did one season.
How many episodes?
I think 4 or 5.
Okay.
Well, I'll probably binge watch that tonight.
Yeah. Check that out.
And I forgot I did another movie on Tubi that's on there right now, too, called Master Dragon. I shot
Master Dragon?
Detroit, yeah.
Is that a kung fu movie?
Karate movie. It's
yeah!
Wait a minute, Smoke. You was doing kung fu, bro? Right, we'll get him back. There you go. Hey, Smoke.
Yeah.
You was doing kung fu, bro?
Nah, I wasn't doing kung fu, but I was fucking niggas up, though.
Oh, okay. That's dope, man. That's dope. Yeah, so, yeah, man. So, like, you got the comedy going on, but see, like, New York is like Harlem is, so many movies are done in Harlem. It seems like you can just walk down the street, they shooting the film. Cleveland is sort of turning into that now.
A little bit.
But it was like, you grew up in that environment where entertainment was happening. When you guys do like the mic hops, like we could probably do three and be done in one night, because that's all we really got to go to. But in New York, walk us through that process, because I heard y'all was like doing like a trillion of mics
do,
a night.
You doing open mics, you could do them just up to like 2 a.m. starting at 5 o'clock. You know, if you doing open mics,
right?
Yeah, you could do about 4 or 5 shows a night if you doing open mics. So they come. They run hourly, like 5, 6, and they only run for like an hour and a half, maybe an hour or some shit like that. So they be running mad quick.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, like jumping from mic to mic. Like.
Yeah. So what you got going on now?
Yeah. I'm in a wild spot right now.
It sounds like it. Tell everybody we said what's up.
New York City is active.
I see. I see. Look, when I was on the phone with you the first time, it was like I talked to you.
I'm not gonna bring it up because
you got on the subway. You was at the store. You was doing everything.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
That's like today. I was talking to somebody. I'm delivering packages. Shit, by the time I was done talking to him, I was done working.
Yeah.
That's some shit.
Yeah, man. Hey, so you said you have your monthly show.
Yeah, Comedy in Harlem.
Comedy in Harlem.
I do it on Monday night.
Hey, so Smoke, so if some of us Clevelanders wanted to come rock with you, how do we do that, man?
Yeah, just call me up and let me know when you're coming. When I'm doing the show, I'll put you on.
Nice.
See, Monday nights? It's every Monday? Or once a month?
He's trying to walk through like he normal, like he a regular person.
Yeah, right? I mean, it is. Angel's doing interviews and stuff. What's up, everybody? Yes, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm gonna hit you up, though. Hit me, come by the club. Yeah, I can't walk at Harlem, man.
Yeah, I'm like, look at Smoke trying to walk like he a regular person. You ain't a regular person, bro.
I respect it. I respect it.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
You got to walk around like you're normal. I mean, that's what you got to do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. This is where I get my material from, though. Raw from the streets.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to live to have life to talk about.
That's how I'm trying to comics. You got to get outside and see what's out there. That's how a lot of older comics in the game, they don't got no material. Because they ain't on the streets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't know what's going on. They living in their Hollywood lifestyles. And they don't know what's going on out here on the streets.
Right.
You know, they don't know how we grinding and shit like that.
He's still connected.
Yeah.
Still relatable.
I was gonna say relatable.
Yeah.
Oh,
so your project Lucy's, for people that don't know, Lucy's is loose cigarettes.
Yes.
So you can go to the corner store and ask for a Lucy, and that'll be a loose cigarette.
That's sell
a
single.
That's a New York term.
Yeah.
So how'd you get the name Smokey?
From playing sports. Like my grandmother used to call me Smokey when I was a kid, from being dark.
Okay.
Used to originally call me Smokey, but then in football they started calling me Smokey too. And
okay.
Okay. Okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, I'm doing a podcast right now. I want to introduce you to somebody. Come over here. This is my boy.
How you doing, man?
He run one.
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Yeah, he run one of the biggest bud joints out here. It's called City Light Bud.
Okay. Shout out to City Light Bud. Yeah.
Say something.
Thank you. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Give them a little shout out and shit, y'all. They
definitely.
They
run City Light Bud.
Go to New York City, man. Yeah.
So definitely.
Whenever y'all come up here, we got y'all.
Oh, shout out to you for sure. I'd like to be if you want, we could talk, be a sponsor for the podcast I'm talking about.
We got y'all. Just holler. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about that.
All right.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
For sure. Shout out to you.
Shout out, man. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. The Midnight Paco podcast approves.
Hey, Smoke. You just said something very important, man. It's important to stay, you know, relatable and grounded and be out in the streets, man. You know,
mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Yeah.
I seen you, like, it seems like you're comfortable in very intimate settings when you're doing your comedy, like where people can, you know, like instead of being on the stage, it seemed like you comfortable down in the jungle, like in the audience where they can see you and touch you. And
I mean, I've been doing it so long, I'm used to that shit.
Okay.
Especially doing the type of clubs I used to do back in the day.
Okay.
I used to have Focus Lounge in Harlem, and that was an in-your-face comedy club.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where you can get your chops up for real. Hey, you ever did like the park shows, like in Central Park? Like, you ever did any of those?
Nah.
Okay.
You prefer comedy clubs?
Yeah, theaters, yeah.
Yeah, theaters. What are we talking about?
We little club.
We little people. Time. I've only been doing it, you know, about 4 years.
Yeah, I'm 4 years too, so.
It's
I had did a theater. I was gonna say I have.
Yeah,
I did.
I mean, you know, I wasn't back.
Yeah, I did a theater before. It was pretty decent.
Oh yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm thinking the other one that we did the old mic in.
No, I'm talking about when I did the Caramel House, bro.
I got you.
Both shows was packed. What are you talking about?
I forgot. Shout out to you. I forgot.
Yeah, but that's what's up. Hey, Smoke. What? So you got the once a month show? Okay, shout your shows out right quick for us.
Now you got.
Okay.
Say what you said again?
Shout your shows out again. You shouted out the one you do once a month.
Okay, I got Comedy in Harlem.
Huh?
Once a month. I got Laugh at the Legacy in New Jersey, in Camden, New Jersey. I got Laugh at the Legacy in Camden, New Jersey every first Friday. I got Mochas on every first Monday. I do the Red Carpet Theater in Harlem. It's a little small theater that I do sometimes, like every couple of months. And I'm about to start the tour, so I might be in your city soon.
Hey, I hope you do.
Oh, so you coming through Cleveland?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I don't know if you heard about the controversy, but, you know, I don't want to bring it up, but, you know, Ari Spears said he retired from doing comedy here.
Oh, wow.
He said, Cleveland is the toilet bowl of the United States. Well, he ain't got to mention that.
I mean, he did. He went wild.
Some people, sometimes you don't want to be in your town where you be at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even me, I don't like performing in New York all the time. I don't perform in New York on every show. I do specific shows.
Okay.
You know,
see?
I gotta keep it moderate up here.
Okay. So how often you get up?
You dig? Right.
How often you get out on doing shows?
Huh?
How often you get to go out, you know, and do shows?
Every day.
Oh, wow. See, okay. So you working. I love it.
I want to go out.
Yeah, right? Well, it looks like you out all the time. Like, you're just a busybody, man. I love it.
Beside me doing my shows that I'm booked on or I produce, I still pop up on shows. And, like, I might just pop up on a show and do some time.
Okay.
What?
See, I love that, man. Hey, I heard you're half Dominican.
Nah, Puerto Rican.
So Puerto Rican? Okay. Do you speak any Spanish?
Three. Hello?
Yeah,
you flew it?
My father's Puerto Rican.
Okay, you speak any Spanish?
Nah, not really, a little bit. Poquito.
Okay. I was going to say that would help.
Somebody talking about my ass.
Right? That's the first thing you pay attention to and learn. That's all.
Yeah.
Just know you're in good company.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen his, for those that's not familiar with his act, this guy, like he said, he do voiceover work, so he can do the accents, he can do Spanish, he can do Jamaican patois, he can do a lot of stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So
I did a voiceover in Australia, and I played this character called, Little Deke or something, this character I play.
Okay.
I'm this puppet.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you have an Australian accent?
No, I did it in, they wanted a New York accent. That's how come they hired me.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say good, because my Australian would have turned British real quick.
Nah. Yeah. You definitely was a shoe-in for that role.
Yeah. I wish I could do voices.
That's what's up. Hey, Smoke. Hey, I would like to thank you for joining us, man. I see you got a lot going on, brother, and I appreciate you taking the time, man.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
I appreciate y'all for having me there, man. Make sure y'all follow me on social media, y'all, so I can definitely let y'all know what's going on. And I got a new special I'm about to drop, so definitely follow me.
Okay. Speak on that real quick.
I shot a special at Comedy in Harlem about 8 months ago, and we're about to put it out. So,
okay,
I should be selling it through my website. So, stay tuned for that, or follow me on Instagram. Like I said, y'all definitely gonna know when to release
it. All right,
nice. What's your website?
It's SmokeySuarez.com.
Nice. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, man.
That's legit.
All right.
Well, thank you, Smokey. We appreciate you, man.
Yo, my guys, I appreciate y'all.
All right,
we'll catch you later, dog.
All right, man. Peace. I'll be hitting you up.
All right, thank you. Y'all appreciate y'all.
Yes, all right, sir.
Peace. Yo, that was Smokey Suarez,
man.
Shout out to Smokey.
Yeah, shout out to Smokey, man. That's what's up. Giving us his time like that. Just walking through business.
Even walking through New York, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Busy.
Right.
Every day.
Yeah.
This was a Wednesday night.
Right.
It looks like our Saturday night.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Introduced us to the weave spot.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to him.
You know, thanks for tuning in to the Midnight Pocket Podcast. And, you know, I do apologize for... we intruded in his time.
Yeah. Oh no, work with what we work with, baby. He was handling business while handling business.
Right. Yeah. He was handling business while handling business.
Yes, we appreciate it all.
Yeah, shout out to Smokey Suarez.
Suarez, yeah. So thank you everybody. You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
As always, you can follow me at the_great_CoreE. That's where you can follow me. And don't everybody that's, you know, supporting the page, thanks for buying the shirts. Smoke, gonna have a shirt coming to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And support your local stand-up comedian.
That's right.
Do that too.
Where'd that come from?
My sister got it for me for my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Support your local stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to sister. Thank you, sis.
Peace.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.